January 19th, Jesus says, "My poor daughter, so sickened by what surrounds you, both at home and in your country, listen to me. Last night I was close to you, a comfort which is not lacking to those suffering without separating from me. If all were able, instead of just cursing over all of life's troubles, afflictions, and misfortunes, if all were able to come to me when their neighbor offends, nips, harms, calumniates, deceives, degrades, or strikes with indifference, anti-charity, or incomprehension, as if with a sword, how much better it would be. They would suffer less and acquire divine blessings. Instead, cursing of everything and everyone, including me, always flowers on these human lips, which feel tired when it comes to praying, but not tired when it comes to insulting. And how can I go to those harboring hatred which ferments? And isn't cursing hatred which ferments? Against me, against one's neighbor, against the will of God, and against yourselves. And know that, even if it is against yourselves, it is condemned by me, because I abhor the hearts and mouths that hate, whether they hate me, God, or their brothers and sisters, creatures of God, or themselves, the work of God. Moreover, whoever hates an unfortunate, for me, to hate is not to love, and in order not to love there is no need to kill, it suffices to fail to show that sense of patient compassion which even household pets feel for their suffering master, whoever hates an unfortunate, causing him to feel his condition in a harsh way and grating his wounds, which I have medicated with my love, so that he will suffer less, offends me, who said, 'Blessed are the merciful. You shall be rewarded even for a glass of water.' And a good word receives a much greater reward than a glass of water. Finally, when, with mocking thought, a servant of mine is judged negatively and disturbed to the point that he is rendered physically unable to transcribe my word, then a twofold offense is committed against my person. For only I can withdraw the faculty to receive in the servant of mine if he fails to fulfill that way of life which I demand of him, and, on the other hand, whoever, by human art, strikes him, turning him into a poor wounded man unable to move over whom I, the divine Samaritan, must bend to medicate his wounds, and restore his strength with my merciful love, arrogates to himself a right he does not have, and defrauds God of his right and his instrument. In truth, I tell you that, though knowing that heart, I dictated important words for it to spur it on, to force it towards good, I did so for your sake, and also for hers, so that the memory of her mother, a true Christian, would prod her to imitate those virtues. But wild fruits sometimes sprout from a very sweet apple tree, and they remain such, because they do not receive God's word with faith. I am the one who implant good in you. But whoever does not receive me remains harsh, and wild like the fruit of a wild plant. In truth, that is not the way to practice charity towards one's neighbor. The Martha of old was much better. She worried about too many things, but did not deride her sister's love. On the contrary, she was glad that she was caught in that love, and it did not disturb her to the point of placing the bitter veil of fraternal incomprehension, which is always disturbing, between her and me. I said to the woman from Samaria, whoever drinks this water will still be thirsty, but whoever drinks the water given by me will no longer be thirsty, but, rather, the water given by me will become a fount of living water in him gushing up to eternal life. But if the person into whom I come, bringing the divine fount, under the Eucharistic species, containing all the virtues and graces suitable for making a man a saint remains marble which does not soak it up, and with his lack of true faith and true charity remains, not only an impenetrable marble basin, but even a basin perforated by his lack of honest faith and charity, how can I become a fount of living water in him gushing up to eternal life? The fact is that I shall flee from him after having come, because I do not love the incredulous and the uncharitable, and each time I shall leave him empty and arid as before. This is the destiny of those demanding that God work the whole miracle and making no effort on their part to improve themselves. How Satan works around these hearts. If they saw themselves, they would tremble. Like unheedful birds, they do not listen to their father's cry warning them of danger and calling them. They do not see, they do not want to see, that the malefic bird catcher is standing with the net in his grasp to capture them, and make them unhappy. And they end up becoming his prey, and an instrument for the affliction of my beloved ones. The world is full of these distracted people. They are the least likely to be converted, because pride already possesses them, and there is no charity in them to heal them. They prompt my pity. Be merciful too, and pray. If your prayer, like my grace, brings no benefit, it will come back to you, as grace comes back to me, and you will have the same merit as you would, if it obtained the conversion of that heart. Overcome human aversion, Maria. You possess joys which compensate you for this a hundredfold.